Hi, everyone. I came to share with you one particular poem, and as I was searching my files for this poem, I came across another poem that I actually had almost forgotten I'd written. It's a pretty recent piece. It's called Cinquième le désert, and it deals with a time when I was in Switzerland. I actually lived in Switzerland for 6 months in 1987. After my stay in Switzerland, I was there as a student, but I spent 6 days in France, in the area of Languedoc, and it was a very magical time for me to be in this area, and to be roaming around the mountains of France, and anyway, this was a very life-changing experience for me. And when I came home, I was lost for quite a while. I felt I had one foot in the United States, you know, my homeland, and yet I had now this other foot away across the ocean in Switzerland, and with all my feelings for people there and my attachments and how torn I felt and how lost I felt and how I felt I fit nowhere. I had suddenly lost my sense of place. I was no longer 100% American. Well, of course I am, but that was the feeling that I had become a part of another culture, and that changed me. And that's a wonderful thing, absolutely wonderful thing. But it left me feeling very groundless for a long time. And I think it took me well over a year before I accepted the fact that I was actually back home in the United States. But I never lost this fondness for this experience. I never lost my fondness for Switzerland, for the people that I met there, all the memories that I have, and I'll talk about that some other time. So that's my long introduction to this rather short poem. But for those of you who are, you know, bilingual, trilingual, have different homelands, come from blended families, maybe you'll appreciate the sentiment in this piece. So this is called Cinquième le désert. Eating the bread was like no bread ever had, was like tasting life, was big bold coffee sipped, cupped in hand, and jams all sunrise for tongue buds, this youthful nestling, this harbor from study, this then of Languedoc, as if out back were love, and how 6 days roaming mountains clasped me to natural chains, and peak was noting no matter but journey, no horns, no long calls to perform. I looked and mountains, I drank and mountains, I ate, swam, slept, and all was mountains as the word for home, which is the word that escapes me now.